Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business performance.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get our good friend Brian Moran back on the show. Brian has been working hard in the small business sector for many years now in many different iterations as a member of his own company, as a member of corporate America. Whatever he does, he doesn't get very far away from entrepreneurs, and we like him for that. He's the founder and CEO of Brian Moran and Associates, and he is our good friend. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. Thanks
and
for
a six-year member of our Brain Trust, too, by the way, folks. So
there you go.
We're glad to announce that. Hey, Brian, you're out there with your finger on the pulse of small business. You talk to a lot of small business owners. You're in New Jersey, where you just reelected the your governor, a Republican governor in a very blue state. What are you hearing from your folks, the people you talk to, small business owners out on Main Street, with regard to Obamacare?
You know, the news is not good. Certainly, from small business owners that I talk to, and I talk to quite a few of them, you know, mostly the freelancers and sole proprietors of small businesses. You know, they're getting cancellation notices, and you know that's not what the agreement. And I'm not, you know, saying anything original, but that was not the agreement. You know, the agreement was
that wasn't the understanding, was
insurance.
It?
No, and that's the worst thing you can do to a small business owner is lie to them. You know, and say, hey, you'll get to keep the insurance that you have. Because you know what? Small business owners are not in business to, you know, to focus on their health care insurance. You know, that's they don't need one more worry.
They need to look at the options, evaluate the risk, purchase the thing that they feel that their financial strength can handle, the risk they can handle, and not, you know, take as much on as they can, require as much of an insurance policy as necessary, and move on and go sell some stuff.
Right. Go focus on your business.
But that hasn't been the case. And you know, Brian, one of the things I'd like to point out is that for 4 years now, the specter of Obamacare has been hanging over the economy. Small business owners have not been growing their business. One of the main reasons is because they've been scared to death of what Obamacare was going to look like. And you know what? It turns out they were right in being scared of it.
Sure. You know, there was a reason that the Health Care Act was over 2,000 pages. You know, no one could understand it.
Right.
And no one would read it. But it's come to fruition. Their worst fears have come to fruition. You know,
because they're getting cancellations. They're getting cancellations left and right. And here's the other thing, Brian. My policy, if I have to go to the exchange, my policy will be the one that they say is much better than the one that I have will cost me a lot more. It will have a double deductible, and it will have less coverage. Now, how is that a better plan than the one I have, which costs me what I can afford, the deductibility I can handle, and the total coverage is will not bankrupt me?
Right. And now think about families with pre-existing medical conditions, chronic conditions. It's just, you know what, it's with everything that's been going on in the economy and, you know, the small businesses that got whipsawed from 2008 on.
Right.
You know, you finally feel like you're getting back onto some solid ground, and now, you don't even know what you can expect in 2014. All you know is you're not going to have the insurance policy that you had in place, and maybe you had it for a couple of years. You know, and you've paid the double digit increases over years past, but it's you know, and we did this for what? Because we're insuring, well, there are 46 million people, but, you know, you look at the people who are uninsured, you know, the young adults between 21 and 29 and,
right.
And other groups.
But they weren't,
they're
still not going to be insured. They're going to pay the fine.
Right, right. Why don't we just do that?
Yeah, why don't we just cover those guys? Exactly.
We just focus on the people who weren't insured and say, okay, here's an insurance policy for you, and if you don't pay it, you'll pay a fine so that we can cover you when you do show up in the emergency.
Mm-hmm. I've asked small business owners if they thought what they think about what the president said. Only 8% of our audience defended it. The other 92 said he either misled America or he lied to America. That's not very good for a president. That's not a good thing for a president to have hanging around his neck. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Brian Moran. We'll come back. We're going to talk about some other issues. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.